behind the group that controls Chinese students in America. One of Beijing's most notorious influence operations in Western academia came cloaked under the guise of traditional culture and under the name of Chinese Sage Confucius. Those entities state-sponsored Chinese language programs called Confucius Institutes operating on American campuses have since been exposed as a Trojan horse for Beijing's propaganda, and most have shut down across the United States. But another lesser-known cradle of influence in the Western academic world remains in place, hiding in plain sight under an innocuous acronym, CSSA. CSSAs, or Chinese Students and Scholars Associations, are found across American campuses and act as a ready lever for Beijing to virtually hold Chinese students hostage, say activists, former club leaders, and experts. By weaponizing students, they said, the Chinese regime gains a foothold in U.S. academia, stifles alternative voices, amplifies its own, and perpetuates a climate of fear. The Trump administration has been simultaneously pushing back against the Chinese Communist Party's influence operations on American soil, while also wanting to keep Chinese student numbers high. Those dual goals make it imperative to curb the CSSA's coercive tactics and sever its ties to the party, China watchers say. Actions undertaken by CSSAs often appear organic, such as bunches of students gathering to wave red flags on the streets to welcome Chinese authorities, or writing angry letters to school officials in opposition to events that displease the regime. But the grassroots appearance is a facade. Behind it is the party, the overseer, and often, the financier, an Epoch Times review of public records, archived pages of now-deleted information, and interviews with former CSSA members show. Toe the party line. The CSSA hit the spotlight in April 2024 when Chinese Ambassador Xia Feng was invited to speak at Harvard University. At a campus auditorium, protests delayed his address by 45 minutes as students shouted out about the abuses happening in China under his watch. When student Cosette Wu unfurled a protest banner, a CSSA leader, Zhou Hongji, made a beeline toward her, grabbed her by the arm, and dragged her out of the room. Security officers present filed an assault and battery charge against Zhou. The student protester ultimately didn't pursue the charges, but the incident was alarming enough to spark a congressional investigation. The American higher education system needs to wake up to the Chinese Communist Party's influence on our nation's campuses, House Select Committee on the CCP Chairman, Representative John Molinar, who led the probe, said in a statement in late 2024. He called Zhou a pro-CCP agitator. Under the banner of a social hub, the CSSA network gathers a vast number of Chinese students and stops them from shaking free of party control, said Topchert Soltrim, communications director for Students for a Free Tibet and law student at Columbia Law School. They are constantly surrounded by other Chinese students, Soltrim told the Epoch Times. It foments this phenomenon of groupthink, where they are increasingly pressured to toe the party line, Soltrim said. The unfettered access to information in the United States offers an opportunity for change, he said. That information education would set them free, would allow them to deconstruct the propaganda they've been force-fed their entire lives, he said. But the CSSA represents an incredible impediment to that, he said. It's a real tragedy, a daring experiment. CSSA's ties with Beijing go back decades. In the late 1970s, after a decade of the Cultural Revolution that effectively dismantled traditional education in China, Chinese authorities were eager to catch up to the West. They made sending students to universities overseas a priority, and the United States quickly became a top destination. As the overseas student population swelled, regime officials facilitated the creation of CSSAs globally and used them to keep tabs on students and keep them in check with the party, in both speech and action. Frank Xiaotian, who teaches an online MBA program at the University of South Carolina Aiken, experienced what it was like to go against Beijing's plan. Xia arrived in the United States in 1986 as a doctoral student in chemistry at Purdue University in Indiana. He joined the local CSSA, appreciating it for much-needed services such as apartment hunting, airport pickup, and grocery carpooling. But soon, he learned that the Chinese consulate had handpicked the CSSA president and paid him a small stipend, while he monitored his peers and reported back to officials. Unwilling to remain a puppet of the Chinese Communist Party, Xia said he joined the next election and became the vice president. Banding with like-minded students, Xia said, they publicly exposed the CSSA leader's chumminess with the Chinese consulate and voted him out. The yearning for independence reverberated further in 1989. Shaken by the Tiananmen Square massacre, Xia led Chinese students across Midwest America to break the CSSA's ties with Beijing. That August, more CSSAs followed suit, and the Independent Federation of Chinese Students and Scholars came into being, connecting more than 200 U.S. universities. Because of the blood spilled in Tiananmen Square, U.S. authorities issued a blanket waiver to Xia's generation of students, providing them with a pathway to escape the regime's retaliation and stay in the United States. But after their cohort graduated, Chinese student networks gradually fell back under the control of the consulates, he said. Xia called his generation the idealists. Distancing themselves from Beijing's hands, however briefly, was a good experiment, he told the Epoch Times. He said it was exactly in the same spirit as the Tiananmen Square students. We want to be independent. We want freedom. We don't want to be under party control. No compunction. CSSAs used to openly tout their affiliations on their official student group pages. In 2016, the Chinese embassy still listed dozens of U.S.-based CSSAs on its website. Most clubs have since removed such references in recent years, playing down the CCP connections that are increasingly drawing international scrutiny. Behind the scenes, though, Beijing's influence has persisted. That tie was prominently displayed in 2023, when Chinese leader Xi Jinping visited San Francisco for the U.S.-China summit. Days before Xi's arrival, CSSA leaders in several California universities began discreetly rallying their members to create a welcoming crowd for Xi at the airport. All expenses, including transportation, hotel, and food, would be covered. Two CSSA presidents from the University of California, Los Angeles, and the University of South Carolina said in separate internal chats, according to screenshots obtained by the Epoch Times. They called the event an honorable mission with significant responsibilities and reminded people not to travel on their own and to keep the information to themselves. Chinese state media photographed them waving Chinese flags in a portrayal of ground-level enthusiasm. Excluded from the Chinese reports were protesters such as Soltram, who had also gathered. His advocacy group made up part of hundreds of protesters who had gathered to call out the human rights abuses under communist rule. CCP supporters, including some who appear to be students, tailed a Uyghur labor camp survivor and tried to cover her in giant red flags, according to videos reviewed by the Epoch Times. The individuals then turned around, smiling, to pose for photos, with one student group displaying a banner showing the CSSA logo. More than one student, noticing Soltram filming them, gave him a middle finger. They act with no compunction, with no reservation, externalizing that hatred for the world to see. They're proud to have it caught on camera, Soltram told the Epoch Times. Comfort zone. Beijing has long viewed overseas Chinese students as an important asset. Xi, as early as 2015, described them as a new focus for the United Front effort, the political strategy blending engagement with espionage to elevate Beijing's global influence. In the 2023 to 2024 academic year, the United States hosted some 1.1 million international students seeking higher education, according to data from the Institute of International Education. About one in four of them came from China. Away from their motherland and facing a culture shock, students instinctively lean on each other, and the CSSA throws parties and other events to provide just such a gathering space. It's a comfort zone, said Steve Tao, who had served as treasurer and later the vice president of the CSSA at Northwestern University. But the comfort zone is open only to those who embrace the CCP's values, various incidents have shown. In 2017, University of Maryland student Yang Xuping received a barrage of attacks on the Chinese internet for praising America's sweet and fresh air and freedom of speech not found in China. the school's CSSA posted a video titled "Proud of China UMD," showing various pictures of blue skies in China, while a former CSSA president denounced Yang on Chinese state media, saying she was insulting the motherland to grab attention. Yang quickly issued a public apology. The club's handling of the incident earned approval from a Chinese embassy official, who met with CSSAs from 14 schools around Washington shortly afterward and encouraged other chapters to follow suit. Various top U.S. university CSSA leaders confirmed they consider such actions imperative for the club. "A lot of overseas students told me that you love your country even more when you are outside the country. This is so true," one Johns Hopkins CSSA president told Chinese state media in 2017. "When an anti-China professor hosted seminars on Tibet to distort facts," he said, "the normally reserved Chinese students would stand up and fight with all their might for the motherland." Chinese officials routinely grace CSSA events, hailing the network's role as a bridge and encouraging them to tell China's story well. According to Tao, the Chinese consulate would wire money to an account associated with CSSA, known to only a few core club members. "They give the money, and you do the work. It's just that simple," Tao said. Mia Zhao of Texas A&M University's CSSA told the Epoch Times her club received about $3,000 between 2016 and 2017, their sole source of funding for the year. Various consulates have also issued accolades to CSSA leaders. One such award went to the University of California San Diego CSSA after it tried to prevent Tibet's exiled spiritual leader Dalai Lama from speaking on campus. "We are never alone," wrote the university's CSSA in a May 2017 web post after the Chinese consulate award ceremony. "The CSSA always stands behind us, and our motherland is always our staunchest backer." Many Chinese consulate posts on these distinctions have appeared to be gone offline, but approbation continues to come in other forms. In May 2020, Beijing-aligned groups honored the U.S.-based CSSAs with the Top 10 Outstanding Youth title over the group's effort to organize fundraisers and donation drives to support China's domestic pandemic fight. Blowback. The regime, though, turns on those it claims to support in a heartbeat. Tao learned he was on Beijing's blacklist shortly after his club's Chinese New Year gala in 2019. In a hushed voice, the Northwestern CSSA president told him to be careful. The Chicago Chinese consular official who attended the event had specifically instructed him to kick Tao out of the club and alienate Tao from the local Chinese community. It was a surprise to Tao. In the years since he arrived in the United States, he had avoided direct interaction with the consulate in any setting. But somehow the Chinese officials tracked him. Tao's main so-called sin appears to relate to his personal blog, where he muses on everything from philosophy to his personal life, including his faith, Falun Gong. The spiritual belief, which espouses the values of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, has been a trigger in China for more than two decades. Communist authorities in 1999 branded Falun Gong practitioners as state enemies and have imprisoned and persecuted them since. Tao had taken a risk in creating his blog site. He said when he was setting it up, "My hands were shaking." But over time, he overcame the fear, seeing the blog as a platform to exercise his freedom of expression. The club's president was Tao's friend and didn't act against him, but it showed how far the regime would go in persecuting people like him, he said. He canceled an upcoming academic conference in Beijing and hasn't set foot in China since coming to the United States. Invisible cage. Tao has considered himself one of the lucky ones. Several students interviewed for this article said they have experienced harsher consequences for sharing dissenting views among peers. It's social suicide, Wang Han, a graduate from the University of Southern California, told the Epoch Times. Wang, openly critical of Beijing, became an internet sensation among the Chinese diaspora in 2024 after releasing a short film satirizing Xi. But along with his growing online profile came increased isolation at school. Some Chinese acquaintances cut off contact, while others kept a distance. "Such is the outcome of years of brainwashing education in China," said Xia, the South Carolina professor. "Systematic indoctrination since childhood programs students in a way that they think and act in step with the party, knowingly or not," he said. Confronted with circumstances that do not align with Beijing's rhetoric, that brainwashing mechanism then activates. It's an invisible cage, CSAD. New York-based Shenyun Performing Arts proved to be a trigger to CSSA members. Established with the goal of showcasing what it describes as China before communism, Shenyun has long been a thorn in Beijing's side. Each year, as it tours around the world, Chinese officials contact theaters and dignitaries to demand that they withdraw their support. In 2023, two Chinese agents, flashing rolls of cash, tried to bribe the IRS against the art group. When the CSSA at Texas A&M University learned that Shenyun was scheduled to perform at the university's Rudder Auditorium, the club sprang into action. The CSSA president and other members registered multiple complaints with the school president. One Chinese student claimed the performance would make the environment not safe. On Chinese social media platform WeChat, they created a chat group to strategize how to hamper the show. The Chinese consulate also got involved, telling the club they would deliberate on how to intervene, screenshots obtained by the Epic Time show. Jim Wan, a student who helped to promote the show, tried to voice a different view. "Don't buy into the propaganda in China so easily," he recalled writing in the chat. In an instant, the group administrator kicked him out. With each CSSA, the CCP inserts a hand into these universities, Wan told the Epic Times. They practically turn students into agents for them. National security decision. The risk of offending the CCP causes many to keep critical opinions to themselves, even in the United States, analysts observe. They don't say anything out loud, June Teufel Dreyer, a political science professor at the University of Miami, told the Epic Times. They know that if they become outspoken, it will become very hard to find a job when they go back to China. In private talks with sympathetic Chinese students, Sultram learned that Chinese authorities have used protest videos from his group as cautionary tales to other students. They played the videos inside China to students bound for America, portraying the activists as violent and warning the students to steer clear. Washington in recent months has intensified scrutiny of Chinese students. In August 2025, a master's student in philosophy said immigration officers in Houston sent him back to China after discovering he was part of a CSSA Chinese student freshman group on WeChat. The student said a customs officer also flagged a document on his laptop in which he had pledged fealty to the party and Xi. The Epic Times reached out to Immigration and Customs Enforcement for comment. The same month, the Trump administration moved to tighten student visa duration, proposing a 4-year limit on student and exchange visas. Every single visa decision is a national security decision, State Department spokesperson Tommy Pigott told the Epic Times in June when asked about CSSA's influence. "The American people want that to be taken seriously, the ability to properly vet certain rules, regulations." Sparks of hope. Lawmakers, analysts, and dissidents who spoke with the Epic Times say that background screening is welcome if done right. It's not this idea of us being against Chinese international students or international students writ large at all, Sultram said. Rather, he said, the focus is on rooting out pro-CCP hateful rhetoric and activities. Many of these students just want to learn and contribute and do their jobs, but they are leveraged by the Chinese Communist Party, and so we need to vet, Representative John Molinar, chairman of the House Select Committee on the CCP, told the Epic Times. Any student who comes to the United States shouldn't have ties with the Chinese military or act under the regime's orders, and higher education, which is a soft target for exploitation, calls for particular scrutiny, he said. Representative Zach Nunn, who sits on the committee, took a historical perspective. At Tiananmen Square in 1989, the Chinese regime rolled out tanks on pro-democracy student protesters calling for reform. More than 3 decades later, we see China doing a deep reach across the ocean into U.S. universities, he told the Epic Times. We've seen Chinese operatives use academic institutions as power bases to be able to intimidate, to steal, he said. They may have come on academic visas, he stated, but they're really operatives, whether willingly or unwillingly, tethered back to Beijing. That's frightening, Nunn said. During CS student days, CSSA leaders were Beijing's chief eyes and ears on international campuses. Today, there are more high-tech tools aiding the regime, but the human element remains just as vital, Seh said. It's becoming more subtle, maybe more behind the scenes. The regime is still in control, he said. But cracks are showing. After years of COVID-19 lockdowns in China, youths led sporadic protests nationwide and around the world. The protests were ultimately suppressed, but it shows that the struggle for freedom hasn't died, Seh said. That's definitely a sign, he said. Let's just hope.